devastating storm. So stay tuned to this program, all right? It's time for Bible Jeopardy right now. I'm going to give you a clue. And when you hear the clue, I'd like for you to answer in the form of a question. The way you do that is by putting who is or what is in front of your response. You can call me at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. Our Bible Jeopardy clue this morning comes from the category
Quotes from the Old Testament. Who said to whom?
And here's your clue. Who said this? I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Who said that? I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Was it Micaiah, Joshua, Elijah, or Elisha? Who said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me? Micaiah, Joshua, Elijah, or Elisha? If you don't know the answer right away, you can go to 2 Kings 2 and 9. And then call me, of course, with your response. Put who is in front of your response, and let's get it in. We've got the Pleasant Green Baptist Church coming up, plus much more music right here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. Please stick and stay.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Whatever you do for me, Lord, I'm going to be satisfied.
That's right. That's right. Here they come, Lord.
Any kind of way. However you're going to do it, I will be satisfied. Have your Bibles. We're going to go back to that 61st number of Psalm. When you hit rock bottom. I think on last week we only did two verses actually. When you hit rock bottom, I guess I'm talking to all the successful folk who ain't never hit the bottom in here. Give me somebody who knows something about hitting rock. Rock bottom.
Rock bottom. Nobody.
Yes, sir. When you hit rock bottom. Yes, that.
Wow.
That 61st number of Psalm. For third verse there, for thou hast been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy.
All right.
I'll abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert wings of thy wings. For thou, O God, hast heard my vow. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life. And his years as many generations.
Long time.
Let's go to that 7th verse. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So I will sing praise unto thy name forever.
Yes, sir.
That I may daily perform my vow.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
There you go.
When I hit rock bottom. Actually, and maybe I shouldn't say it like this.
What else?
it is, what it is. Our nation has hit.
That's right.
Rock bottom.
Rock bottom. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Nation.
Anytime you see a group of individuals attack the Capitol.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lord.
That's rock bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And anytime you hear individuals saying that they were just sightseeing,
yeah.
That's part of rock bottom. We used to be a country of in God
we trust.
We trust. Now, not all of America, but now some of America puts it like this, in Trump we trust. Now that's really rock bottom.
Yeah, dog.
Ain't got to say amen up in here. When we look at our communities and how young folk are gunning down one another,
yes, Lord. Yes.
Our communities have struck rock bottom. When mother has to visit the graveyard of their children, who lives has been taken away by gun violence,
yes.
By drugs,
that's rock
bottom.
Yes.
Although in the community, it may be someone else's child. But it's still your priority to help protect someone else's child. So our country now is down in the dumps.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let me say it this way. A tiny virus can do all of this. What could a mustard seed of faith do? If a tiny virus can bring the world to its knees, what a tiny seed of faith could come back and really do. If we had the faith, the size of a mustard seed.
Yeah.
I wish I had some help in the house.
Yeah.
We could move mountains together. We could cross rivers together. We could trod through valleys together. We could get on the mountaintop together.
All right, man.
If we had faith,
Yes.
That can move from disciple to disciple, friend to friend, believer to believer, Christian to Christian. If we could have that faith, we could do so many things together.
Yes.
Amen.
But God has us in a position where money, status, doesn't even matter. Everyone right now is in need of the same thing. What is that, Reverend? Everyone right now is in need of grace. And everyone is in need of mercy. I don't care what your status is, what your educational aptitude may be. All of us need the same thing. And that's grace and mercy. Somebody here got to come back and say, Reverend, it was because of God's grace. I am where I am right now. It's because of his grace, which carried me to where I am right now. And because of his mercies. And he would just give me tender mercies every day. And brand new mercies in the morning. And new mercies by noonday. And another mercy by midnight hour. Because of his mercies now, I am able to come and say, thank you, sir. Now, because of his grace and his mercy, and we are all in the need of the same thing. Never thought that we would be in a world where all of us were in need of the same thing. We need his grace.
Yes.
And we need his mercy.
Amen.
One little prayer can change a whole situation.
Yes.
One little prayer can turn a whole situation around. One small iota of a prayer can turn things all the way around. What looked bad on the onset would become glorious after one word of prayer. Well, you can go 40 days without food, 3 days without water, 8 minutes without air, but you can't go 1 second without the Lord. Do I have some help in the house? You can do all these things, but you cannot go 1 second.
All right.
Without him.
That's right.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yeah. David is letting us know that he'd had some ups and downs in his life.
Yeah.
Like many of us.
Come on,
Ray. We're not exempt from us. And now, Grimes, you are not exempt from death and sickness. No. David, who trod Israel down at his daddy's house, Samuel comes, see all the boys,
yes, sir.
Put them all in line.
That was
David in the back,
yeah,
tending to his father's sheep. Mm.